This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Behind every successful black man, there's a Jew.
Seriously, Brett? Oh, man. These guys take a lot of credit for what I do. I'm just telling you, you got to keep your eye on the white man, particularly these. There's this one Jewish cat I got working with me. Oh, good stuff, Brett. Oh, man, let me tell you, Democrats, you are in serious trouble. I was formulating what I was going to talk about today, and I was thinking to myself, boy, what do the Democrats have? Well, I mean, they're embroiled in scandal. We are going to talk about some scandals today. The cake is hitting the fan with the Democrats. It's getting ugly out there. The gloves have been taken off by people like Donald Trump, by people like Newt Gingrich, and many others who are now publicly stating what you already know. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, what else do they have? They got problems with their candidates. Oh, they don't want to admit it. They will cover it up. They want you to think Joe Biden is unbeatable. The dude who's lost twice hasn't even made it beyond the Democrats, you know, to be selected as even to become the Democrats guy. Bernie Sanders, a Democrat socialist, made it farther than Joe Biden has ever made it. But they want you to believe Joe Biden is impervious. No way can he lose against Trump. It's what? 70-30 now, isn't it? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Bringing sense to the world, particularly the political world, and particularly the world in which we reside in, America, that you don't even recognize. But let me tell you something, folks. You recognize it. It's there. Don't be fooled by all the nonsense. The America you know and love lurks right underneath the surface. And you know what you do with surface scum? You scrape it off. It's like fat rising to the top. You scrape it off. You get rid of it. That's what we're doing. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Give me a call. I read this. It says, in the eyes of Biden's progressive critics, as well as President Donald Trump, who has publicly mocked him for it, the seeming lack of excitement or teeming masses at his events is a leading indicator in the lack of passion for his candidacy. And I talked about this the other day. I said, give me a Democrat who can say, I'm announcing, have a location, have not 100,000 people want to get in, but 250,000 requests to get into the event. That it started out at 100,000 when Donald Trump did his deal out in Orlando. And I don't even, to be honest with you, the number could have risen since then. But over 250,000 people at one point wanted to get into a venue that only holds 20,000 folks. Now, if you can name me a Democrat on the ticket that anywhere in the country, I'm talking in the heart of New York, I'm talking in the heart of Chicago, I'm talking L.A., you name it, that can fill us a theater, a venue, with 20,000 folks, and I will pay your mortgage. I'm not talking about bringing in Katy Perry, I kissed a girl and I liked it. I'm not talking about bringing in Jay-Z or anybody. I'm talking about just bringing their presence. Anybody got somebody? Can I get a witness up in here? Oh, I went all black church on some white folks out there. They're like, what happened to Kevin? Is he okay? Somebody. No, I'm okay. I just want to get a witness. Look. Joe Biden is struggling, and the Democrats recognize it. People like Kamala Harris, Buttigieg, Warren, get more people in Iowa. We're talking corn country, and if you want to talk to somebody who can talk some corn, it's Joe Biden, and he can't get an audience. But he's the front runner, and oh, by the way, he's beating Trump. What is it, 80 to 20?
Yeah.
I know what it is. Don't be looking at me. I know. Oh, it's 53 to 40. This is my producer's. Like, I don't know the numbers. I pay y'all. I pay. Look, oh, you know who the boss is up in here. I pay y'all. I know what the numbers are. I know what they're faking, telling you what the numbers are. 53 to 40. Right. Joe Biden over Donald Trump. In what parallel, what world are they living in? What warped universe do you think Joe Biden is beating Donald Trump or has the possibility of beating him? Joe Biden can't even beat the people he's running against. Just wishful thinking on behalf of these lunatics. Here's what somebody wrote. Amy Allison, founder of the president of She the People, a national network devoted to promoting women of color. I started to think the polls were wrong about Biden because it's not what we're seeing on the ground. She's talking about in Iowa. Now, look, I'm not going to tell you that the Iowans are a barometer for who becomes president because, to be blunt, they're not. They always get it wrong. But what I will tell you is this. It is a barometer of are you getting momentum? Or do people care about what you have to say? Let me tell you something. People don't care what Joe Biden has to say. They don't care what any of these clowns on the left have to say. They don't care what the media has to say. What they care about is Donald Trump. If Donald Trump goes to Iowa, you could take every one of the Democratic candidates who's campaigning, and Donald Trump in one venue would have twice as many people as they could all put together themselves going to see what Donald Trump has to say. Guarantee it. I'm not even speculating. Did you witness what happened in Orlando? Wow. I don't know if you were paying attention leading up to it. People standing in line 40 hours in advance of the event. You would think it was the biggest rock concert. It was Live Aid and Burning Bush and all of it combined into one. You got folks out there of all colors, all creeds, all nationalities, all genders and whatever else waiting on Donald Trump to come in and make that announcement. Boy, let me tell you something. It was a beautiful thing to see. And I call it Democrats' big miss, because the Democrats are still trying to figure out who they want to support. And right now, they believe Biden has the best chance, which I don't care. It doesn't matter who they pick. It's just a stooge. It's just somebody that's going to get run over. But they seem to think it's going to be Joe Biden, reminiscent of Hillary Clinton. In fact, this is shades of the Clinton campaign. Listen to Kevin Jackson. Thank you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They delayed the Inspector General's report, the IG, David Horowitz. Yeah. Democrats must feel like they're going through what I think of as Chinese water torture. You know, it's just drip, drip, drip. And you drip it on somebody long enough and they go crazy. The constant drip of information that has but one beautiful end for us. The demise of the lying skanks that make up the Democratic Party. Because that's what they are. They are skanks and scoundrels. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I don't mind calling Democrats what they are. I consider it tough love. You know what? If there were people that called me arrogant. There were people that called me cocky when I was a kid. All kinds of stuff. I didn't like it. But you know what I was? I was arrogant. I was cocky. I was all the things that they were accusing me of. And somebody who loved me went, you know what, dude? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. And I was like, you better shoot. Okay, you're right. I better check myself. And I did. I checked myself. I don't know all the details. I don't know when it happened. I just remember, like, having these catharsis. You know, these epiphanies about myself. And I went, you know what? Maybe you aren't as big and bad and as blah, blah, blah as you think you are. And sometimes life just has a way of doing that. I told you guys one time I was out doing katas in the driveway, not the driveway, the parking lot of my apartment complex. And this little bitty black dude, I call him a crusty black dude because he was crusty, you know, needed lotion. Anyway, he comes up to me and I'm working. He's like, man, what is that stuff? And I'm like, what do you mean, what is that stuff? I was just doing katas. He says, man, that's some cool stuff right there. I went, that's martial arts, dude. It's karate, you know, taekwondo. And he's like, oh, okay. He goes, that's really cool, man. He goes, what is that? Yes, it's a fighting technique. I mean, I don't know what to do, living under a rock or what. Well, anyway, he tells me, I did a little boxing in the joint. I was like, oh, you just got out. He's like, yeah, man, I was caught up. You know, I got in the joint. I was in the joint for a while. You know, man, I ain't seen. And he must have been in the joint from when he was like a kid because he'd never seen a Bruce Lee movie or anything. Long story short, he goes, can you show me something? I said, man, you only use your hands in boxing. I use my hands and my feet. And he goes, well, let's just, you know, see what would happen. Yeah, okay. And I'm trying to explain, he's got no chance here. Man, we squared off at each other like we were going to fight. And then it was like I flinched and he hit me like 15 times. It seemed like I got in a couple, but I'm saying it was completely a shock to me how fast this little dude was. And so it's a shocker. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I believe that the Democrats are feeling. You can be surprised. You know, these guys are they are in for the surprise of their life. And I think in many cases, the way that little dude did me is what they found with Trump. Yeah. If we had been in a real fight, I think I would have got it together because you don't get a black belt on from where I got it without, you know, getting your snap. But I'm saying it would have been a real knockdown drag out. That's what I'm saying. Democrats. You are in for a big trouble, a big, big trouble. They invested so much in taking down Trump. Now they got to deal with the aftermath. And here's the deal. They can't put that fat genie back in the bottle, and the executioner awaits. And the most recent hint of this came with the delay of the Inspector General's report. And you're saying, Kevin, what's the delay got to do with anything? I mean, well, the delay was they were going to have the report ready in the May-June time frame. And you go, so, well, it slipped a little bit. No, we know everything there is to know about this stuff. There is nothing they're going to tell you that's new in this report. Okay? So, I want you to understand, you already know that many people need to go to prison. Now, we need to fill in the details. You know, is it Peter Strzok and McCabe or Comey or, you know, Obama? We know. You know, I don't know who's going to go in for what reasons, but we know every one of them needs to be in prison. And look, this isn't one of these, let's put Donald Trump in prison, which I'm going to talk about that a little later in the broadcast. This is a reality check that Barack Obama on down, Clapper, Brennan, Hillary Clinton, people within the Clinton camp at the Secretary of State's office and on down the line. FBI people from Comey on down. Possibly Rosenstein and others. There's no question they need to be in prison. No question. Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, his wife, and others at Fusion GPS and Perkins Coie and all who knows. We know this. So if we know this, we know there's some culpability. Why the delay? You've had a long time to look this information over. Why the delay? So let me tell you why I think the delay is. I believe the delay is because we can't trust Ray. Horowitz. Horowitz may very well be part of the deep state. Now, there are people going, well, Kevin, Horowitz is the one who broke it open on such and such. Okay, I agree. Horowitz at one point was the reason why we started an investigation. But I want you to keep this in mind. We can start investigations all we want. We can say James Comey is going to investigate the Clinton Foundation, or he's going to investigate Clinton's emails. And we get all excited. Oh, there's going to be an investigation. They're going to finally get some justice up in here. Yeah, I'm saying it like you're a little sissy, because that's what happens when you put your faith in these deep state swamp rats, when in fact, what did Comey come back with? Well, while Hillary Clinton did some things that were bad, that didn't have any intent. What did Robert Mueller come back with all of his information? Bupkis. I'm talking about, he didn't, when I talk about, you know, what did they come back with? James Comey had the goods on Clinton, he did nothing. Robert Mueller had the goods on everybody in this food chain, and he did nothing. Now, he's got an excuse. I was only supposed to investigate collusion. Yeah, but you also indicted innocent people in an attempt to make it appear as though they were involved in Russian collusion. So, what I'm telling you folks is, it doesn't matter who we put in front in charge of these investigations. At the end of the day, these investigations aren't getting us what they should be getting us. And I'm talking from a common sense perspective. So, you know, I think that Barr saw this and said, there's more that needs to come out in this report, Horowitz. And unless you want your, you know, little nipple in the ringer, then we're coming after you as well. And so they go, oh, we better delay it. That's why I think there's a delay. And that's why I say this delay is not good for the Democrats. This isn't to let Horowitz figure out how to weasel them out of it. This is Barr saying, I'm on to you. And you better get this report right, because I'm going to be looking at everybody, including you, at the end of it. And if it looks like you've been covering for these Clintons the way Jim Comey was, disgraced former FBI director, I always call him that because that's what he is, then I'm going to be coming after you, too. That's the reason for the delay. Now, you say, well, come on, Kevin. You know, Horowitz may be okay. Well, he may be. But they told us Mueller was the most honest man in D.C., and disgraced former FBI guy, James Comey, was supposed to be a close second. So what is Horowitz, the third most honest guy in D.C.? If that's the case, I want him investigated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is planning to start mass immigration and customs enforcement deportation raids in the next few days. Now, the president had delayed that so both parties could agree on a bill addressing the surge of migrants at the southern border. The president defending his decision to reporters outside the White House on Friday.
Well, I don't call them raids. I say they came in illegally and we're bringing them out legally. These are people where we have the papers, we've gone through the court system, They'll be starting fairly soon.
There's a state of emergency in Southern California as the region's strongest earthquake struck in 20 years. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck in the Mojave Desert and damaged homes. Michio Kaku is a professor of physics at the City College of New York. He tells CBS This Morning the big one is still coming.
In 30 years' time, the probability of the big one is about 100%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you still get triggered when your fascist white barista asks you if you want black coffee instead of coffee of color? Then you need Obama Butt Balm. Guaranteed to relieve even the most butthurt, pansy, beta male tushy rash in your entire gender studies department. For a risk-free sample, just dial 1-800-BUTTHURT. That's 1-800-BUTTHURT.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Bounce, bounce. Oh, man, KJRadio.com. We do some fun stuff. We do. We have a lot of fun producing this show. And I hope we can make it. I really do. I want to see radio for us just become so much fun and so big that, you know, we're produce, because we can produce some stuff, seriously. We have a heck of a team here. What do you know about Crooked James Comey's FBI replacement? The guy's name is Ray, right? Christopher Ray. And I did a little research on Ray. I'm going to save you from doing the research on Ray. He's a swamp rat. He's crooked. And President Trump called out this D.C. swamp rat. He suggested that Ray, he's like, what is this guy smoking? Is he hanging out with Barack Obama smoking that wacky weed? What is he talking about? There is no spying. He told reporters, says, I don't understand Christopher Wray's ridiculous answer that the FBI didn't spy when looking into, you know, his ties to this whole Russian collusion thing. Here's what he says. I didn't understand Wray's answer. I thought the attorney general answered it perfectly. So I understand. He says, I certainly didn't understand that answer. I thought it was a ridiculous answer. And now we learn that Ray refuses to cooperate with AG Barr on this investigation. Have you heard this? KJ Radio, Kevin Jackson. Maybe if it is indeed the first time you're hearing it, you may have been unplugged from the Matrix for a bit on vacation or something, because this is pretty big news. Paul Sperry, Republican House Rep, suspects that Ray may be involved in a cover-up to protect members in the FBI. He tweeted this. House GOP leadership has soured on Comey replacement Ray. They are now convinced Ray's not part of the FBI cleanup and not cooperating with AG Barr, and is in fact part of the cover-up of the Spygate scandal after burying documents and refusing to make people available for interview. Are you aware of this? But it's not just the GOP leader who is soured on Ray. And I'm going to clarify what I'm about to read to you, but I just want you to understand what's going on here. So on June the 6th, Adam Schiff, House Intelligence Committee Chairman, threatened to subpoena Director Ray. Don't worry, folks. Schiff just issued an idle threat. He really doesn't want Ray to testify. No. He does not want Ray to see the light of day. And I'm a poet and didn't know it. The same way, remember how they threatened to bring Mueller in? And I told you guys they would never bring Mueller in. When they bring Mueller in, it tells you they know the jig is up. The threat was a shot over the bow for Ray to tighten up his story or face the consequences. That's what that was about. Now, understand, at this point, Democrats have so many people over a barrel, it's ridiculous. Think about this. Almost all of the Obama administration has obstructed justice in this coup. Either during the time when Trump was a candidate and or during the time that Trump has been president. And I don't care if it's just a little bit of obstruction or a lot of obstruction. As what happens in D.C., people have a record of what you're told, what they do. Somebody's keeping a record of all this. There is a gatekeeper. And the other people have their get-out-of-jail-free cards that say, I'm exonerated. I was authorized to do this by so-and-so. The ones who don't have that coverage, that get-out-of-jail-free card, are in big trouble, and you can bet there are hundreds, possibly thousands. I'm talking about from the low-level flunky who was told to do blinkety-blink. Somebody's holding you over a barrel. Nobody in D.C. wants you to do something illegal or immoral or unethical without keeping tabs on you. And in fact, in many cases, they set you up so that they can have something over the barrel, to hold over the barrel. And you know what happens when they finally release you from that prison of your own creation and they're set up? You feel happy. You feel overwhelmed that they allow, thank you for giving me back my life even though you set me up. That's how you feel. They know human nature with this stuff. Anyway, now Adam Schiff threatens Ray for what he says is the Bureau's failure to inform Congress about the status of a counterintelligence investigation that links President Trump's 2016 campaign to Russia. You know, the collusion that never occurred. And here's what Schiff said. We're out of patience. He complains because he claims to have sought the information for months and had been rebuffed by Ray, despite requirements that the FBI keep Congress apprised of counterintelligence matters. So what he's saying to Ray is, you have abrogated your responsibility, and I'm going to hold you to the technicality of a law because you have not helped get us all out of this pickle. So you better start working on getting us out of this pickle, lest you find yourself in the pickle juice. Yeah, you know how you get pickle juice, right? Pickles peeing in the jar. So they're going to put Ray in the jar and pee all over him and put R. Kelly. Yay! I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind either, Christopher Ray. But see, Ray's got a big problem. Ray can't manufacture any new evidence, okay, finger quotes there, against President Trump. See, he's got no control over what is now pretty much common knowledge. We know Trump didn't do anything. All the evidence, by the way, points to whom? You need a clue? You guys need a clue? It points to the Democrats. So Ray finds himself trapped between a proverbial rock and a hard place. Can't do anything more. They couldn't get Comey to do it. He failed. They couldn't, so they brought in the ultimate fixer, the guy that they go, he will get it done. Robert Mueller, he's gone. And let me tell you, Robert Mueller, if this guy isn't shoring up his bank accounts and a place to live and building out a bug out plan, there nobody is. This dude is scared. And he better be. I got more to talk about that here in a bit. But Ray's got a problem too. And so Schiff said this, if we don't get answers soon, we'll be issuing subpoenas. No, he won't. He has to make it look like that. That is the last thing that Schiff wants to do, is bring anybody that has deep knowledge of this situation before Congress to answer questions about it. Last thing, I promise you, he doesn't want to do it. It's just a threat. So anyway, the closest thing Ray could do to gain favor back with the Democrats and to let them know, wink, wink, I'm with you, is he lied about spying. But what else do we have? We have the Inspector General's report that's looming. And Ray finds himself in big trouble. Then consider that John Humer, a person that he had to work closely with, he's been replaced. He got replaced by Durham. You guys heard me talk about Durham the other day. Durham is a nutcracker. And I'm not talking about the dances at Christmas time. I'm talking about that dude that walks up to the bad guy, grabs him in the crotch and says, were you talking to me, son? That dude. Yeah, John Huber. The mystery man being replaced, John Huber, appointed by Barack Obama, put in place by Jeff Sessions, and he's been replaced. And Representative Doug Collins asking, and so did Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows said, your investigation's been ongoing for 9 months, and during the course of our extensive investigation, we've interviewed more than a dozen current and former FBI and DOJ personnel, and were surprised to hear that none of these potentially informative witnesses testified to speaking with you. He can't figure it out. So things are turning, and it's going to get ugly. And I want to go more into it because there's some flaws in the Mueller report that are now coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For years, grumpy old white dudes have been telling us that socialism is total bullshit. Socialism leads to decline and ruin.
This system crushes human souls.
But as the Daily Show's new senior youth correspondent, I know that millennials right now think socialism is totally on trend. I popped to Mali and hit the street to find out why, even though the old hate it, the kids love socialism.
I think socialism is great. I think you should definitely help whoever you could at any situation. with socialism just because I anything that's helping black people out.
Okay, so you're socialism curious.
Yeah, well, I'm in college.
Right. Do you hate billionaires?
Low key, yeah. You look at Jeff Bezos, he doesn't look human.
I mean, I think the idea of socialism is on point. I mean, I don't really know what socialism means, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, it's okay. We're all confused. If there were only someone we could talk to, someone with some deep experience on the subject.
When I started doing this sort of piece on socialism, I knew that there was really only one politician who I could talk to about it. So I guess my question is, do you know AOC?
Sure.
And what's her availability like, if you could put us in touch, maybe?
You want to speak to her?
Yeah, maybe. I just figured, you know.
Seriously, you can't talk socialism in America without going to the OG, Senator Bernie Sanders.
I believe in a society where all people do well, not just a handful of billionaires.
Could he be the oldest millennial in America?
You know that capitalism has given us a bunch of really dope things, right? iPhones, cars, hamburgers, the Avengers movies, the opioid crisis. So why are young people like myself very open to socialism?
Your generation, the younger generation, will in all likelihood have a lower standard of living than your parents. Your generation is leaving school more deeply in debt, having a much harder time finding affordable housing. The jobs that you get will pay less. So the idea of creating a society with more egalitarianism, I think, is very appealing to young people.
I admit it. Democratic socialism looks pretty fine on his Tinder profile. But are we going to vibe when we meet IRL?
If you go to countries like Denmark or Sweden, you're going to see very little poverty. You could leave your job. You could start a new business. You and your family still have health care as a right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the Daily Show with Trevor Noah featuring some young Gen Xer, millennial, whatever they may be. And they try to be so clever. They are so unclever. Yeah, so they decided they would delve into socialism. And here's what I can tell you about socialism. Nice little catch word. Socialism sounds good. Why? Because it's got social in it. Who doesn't want to be social? Who doesn't want to socialize? Democrats love playing with the lexicon. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Progressivism. Progress, right? Progress. Who doesn't want progress? Why would you fight against progress? Why would you fight against social? Why would you fight against socialism? The same reason why you wouldn't fight against socializing. It's a camaraderie. It's a enjoyment of the human spirit. People getting together to socialize. You ever wanted to go to a social? And when I went to college, they were like, yeah, we're going to have a social. This country boy, I was like, what's a social? I'll tell you how much I could buy into socialism. I'm like, what's a social? Socialism for me was going to feed the cows, hanging out with animals, feeding the cows, going fishing. Maybe my brother, you know, getting a hold of me and saying, hey, let's go check out something together. But that's how we socialized. We were miles apart from one another on party lines, watching 2.5 channels of TV. We socialized at school. We socialized when there was a birthday party. We socialized at the 4-H, the fair, playing baseball and things like this. But you know what else we did? We had to work. We had to work. We understood it was like what it was like to be social, but we also understood what it was like to have to get down with your hands and do something productive. Because the kids didn't eat. It wasn't like I was taking care of kids, but the animals wouldn't eat. If you didn't do it, it didn't happen. You have to milk a milk cow. You have to tend to your animals. You got to feed them. You got to put shoes on the horses, and a host of other things. That's what socialism was to me. And there was no, and once I had worked hard for it, it wasn't like you could just come up and go give it to me. You could come up and say, hey, Kevin, man, you know, if I could use your tractor, you know, maybe I could, you know, we could swap out and do such and such. Yeah, that's a good trade. All right, I'll do that. That's how we handle things. Anyway, these guys are talking about socialism, and most of these kids don't even know what it is, have no concept of it. They certainly haven't lived it. Go up to them and say, hey, man, let me borrow your cell phone. I want to make a phone call. I want to do something. They grab that cell phone like a prisoner grabs and puts his arm around his food. You better get out of here. Socialism helps black people. I love how this kid, he comes, I pop some Molly and I hit the streets. That's supposed to be cool. I pop some Molly. He probably didn't even catch it. He's saying, I took a drug and I hit the streets to talk about socialism. And then one girl, socialism helps black people. I'm for anything that helps black people. How does socialism help black people? Show me where black people have thrived in a socialist state. Then he says to one girl, are you socialism curious? She says, I'm in college, Yana. You know, making it like she's sexually curious. Then one person says, I don't like Jeff Bezos because he looks like he's from outer space. He looks like an alien. I don't like Jeff Bezos because of his using the system to essentially the American people to get ahead, and he's the richest guy in the world, and he doesn't live up to any of the socialist credos that he claims to be for. People don't even know what socialism is. Then Bernie Sanders comes on. You know what Bernie Sanders says socialism is? He says it is a system where all people do well, not just a handful. Not just a handful of people do well. Really? So Bernie, show me where that works. Show me where that is, and show me where it works. I would like to know where all people do well. Nobody wonder, when are people going to call somebody out on something like that? He spoke with an absolute, all people do well. How so? People that don't have running water in Africa, people who are getting Ebola in the Congo, people who are dying over blood diamonds in many parts of Africa, people who don't have running water, who walk for miles to get water, who don't have a school, who don't have teachers, who hunt every day for their food, who starve, who suffer from the worst maladies of the human condition ever. Show me where this is working. They got socialism all over the world. According to Bernie, he actually went on to say, believe it or not, that Russia and Venezuela were success stories in socialism, a.k.a. communism. Not kidding. Then the kid jokingly says, how can you criticize capitalism when it's given us iPhones, cars, Avengers movies, and here was his quip, the opioid crisis. Wow, that is so clever writing, Trevor Noah. How could you ever find people to write that kind of clever stuff? Yeah, socialism gave us the opioid crisis. No, capitalism. You know what did give us the opioid crisis? Leftism. Leftism made people go, I'm in pain, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. Please give me painkiller, 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 painkiller. Oh, and by the way, don't register me as a habitual drug user and abuser of the hospital system. So let me get you hooked on these opioids, right? And then I'm going to make sure you can get them anytime you want them. I'm going to create a black market for a prescription drug. Why? Because I'm not going to put you under hospital supervision and a host of other things. I'm not saying regular people don't get caught up in this stuff, but I'm telling you, the Democrats love creating these zombies, these opioid zombies. Trump's addressing it, but they don't care about that. Bernie says, what do you say about a lower standard of living? He says that because of capitalism, We have a low, people have a lower standard. Yeah, let me explain something. There is nowhere in the world where people don't have a higher standard of living than somebody else or a lower standard of living. The only thing we can measure is how many. There are, I guarantee you, in a society like America, you're going to have a larger middle class per capita than anywhere else in the world. I don't care whether you're talking Sweden, Norway, any of it. Oh, and by the way, those are not socialist societies. People mistakenly believe these are socialist societies. They're not. You can do your own homework on that. But I love when Bernie Sanders comes back. He says, these kids are in more debt due to school, due to education, the very system that leftists have set up, and they essentially gangster make you go, indoctrinate you, you leave, you can't afford the degree that you actually paid for, so you have to go make a living doing something else. That's the case in 79% of the cases, and he uses that as a reason for socialism. We should just make it free. Yeah, more deeply in debt due to whom? Due to conservatives? We don't run it. We're not jacking up the rate of college. We're the ones innovating college. Then he says, what about affordable housing? You know where you can't get affordable housing? Anywhere there are Democrats in big numbers. Cities.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.